These are all hardwood, edge grain pine, hardwood floor they are, and under the kitchen, in the kitchen, the same kind of flooring all over. And I had, at first, when we first moved in, we didn't have linoleum, and the sparks would fly out, you know, and burn the floor in little places. But I always had a big piece of zinc under the stove, kind of a...
Did you just say color, the zinc?
Zinc. And when I put linoleum, I had that part covered with zinc.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you have anything, a storage place on the stove? Did you have a little shelf?
Yes, when we lived in Hidalgo, now believe it or not, you wouldn't have thought about it. You wouldn't, I remember then, of course, when I married, and you might say I was modern, we had a stove that had six holes. And back here your water heater. In the back had a heater for your water. And then up top here, your pipe went up. And this is all solid. And across there was the same, and you opened it up and you kept your food.
What did you call that part?
I don't know. But haven't you ever seen any in pictures?
I've never seen one. Yeah, that
the
storage compartment at the top.
Yeah, and it was a wood stove and it had 6 holes.
Oh, I believe I have seen that.
6 holes. Now mine only had 4 holes. I never needed 6 holes. 4 was plenty. But I always had this back here where you had hot water, you know. And then this was a sort of a solid thing, and you know, the pipe would go up. And then with this thing where you opened this up and you put your food in there, kept your food warm.
You didn't call that anything special there?
I guess, would you call it a warmer?
On top. I didn't know that. I didn't know. I
just wonder if you'd ever seen pictures of it.
I believe I have, with the compartments up there. Did you build the fires in the stove in the kitchen?
Yeah, we always had little kindling, little pieces of kindling. And we were very careful about the kerosene. We rarely would use it unless it was wet. You see, we had to help them, and they built fires, see. So they just kind of kept putting papers under there and papers under there. And then, you know, we had to clean out the flue, because it'd get full of soot, and that would catch on fire. So I think once a year they'd get up and clean out the flu.
They get up on the
mm-hmm. Maybe not once a year, maybe.
Well, so you said that you had built a fire in the stove before that. So you took the kindling and what did you do with it? I don't understand.
You can't little, well, you know, it had, you know, the inside is the, you know, your stove. You see your stove, mine, faced that way. So on this side was where you'd stoke it or put the wood in, and here was your big door for your oven, see, always facing you, see, the store. And then here would be the holes. And then I had pipes. Then when it came along in my day, I didn't have a hot water heater here. I mean, but I had pipes and I had a hot water heater tank. And somehow or other these pipes, I hadn't thought about that, would heat this water tank. It would connect up with it, and as long as you kept fire in it, you could heat it up.
Well, did you build a fire in the fireplace the same way?
Yes. Yeah. You'd have put little pieces of paper and kindling, you know, and start it. And then when you get a good start, you'd put your logs on. But
have you ever heard of lightwood or lighter?
Well, lightwood would be, lightwood would be like little pieces of pine or the chips, something that you could use. You know, sometimes when you chop wood, you know, the, what do you call, like,